nonstop. We are here in the UK, George's home territory. Me and Carl flew all the way out here. We literally flew for an entire day just to do this with George.
Just to do this.
And
one
then
episode.
He was like, "Oh, I got a visa," but he didn't tell us until after we got here. So he did that to blackmail us. If you're watching on Spotify, do whatever their version of subscribe is right now.
Let's get into it.
Last night, sitting in the living room down here, and you were like, "Yeah, bro, I'm filming every day till the end of the year."
Yeah.
And you're also filming, you're also recording like voiceovers, doing TikToks in the living room. We're all just like sitting here eating Fall Guys on the TV. You're just working.
There was a point in time where he was pulled aside in the staircase to do a voiceover last night.
We're going up to bed and I can just hear, "Today." Today. And I'm like, what? It's like 4 a.m. So like, do you anything for yourself, or are you permanently grinding?
I'm dying right now. But we gotta get videos out. We didn't upload much at the start of the year, so I'm just trying to like ramp up the uploads. But I'm like, in December we'll probably take like 2 weeks off, and then that'll be great.
2 weeks off to where?
Yeah,
of course. You don't
want to miss out on the revenue. No, no, no. It's Q4 revenue. Money's all that matters. I'm a greedy capitalist. no, but any video you film past the 15th, we wouldn't have enough time to edit. Yo, throw me that blanket. Keep going, though. Don't cut that out. Bro, it's freezing up here.
Beyond what everything he just said, you also have Feastables. You also have Mr. Beast Burger.
Yeah.
Like, when do you watch anime?
I'm trying, man. I really want to get back on that anime grind.
Right?
I miss the days where I was hooked on a show and that's all I wanted to do instead of sleep. But actually, I'm going to kind of cheat on Japan and go Game of Thrones next, probably.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
That's what you were saying.
I haven't. No.
Wow.
Have you?
No, neither have
I. There's a whole new prequel that just came out.
Yeah.
Maybe you can start on that.
Well, I want Carl and the boys to watch it with me, but they just don't like hanging out with me.
At what point do you hang out?
Wait, how do you have time to watch the whole Game of Thrones season?
I don't.
How many hours a day do you have where you're not working?
Probably like 2 or 3. So, which isn't too bad. I like to like just go hard and then watch some shows before I go to bed.
Mm. Oh, that's okay. That's doable. That's
how
manageable.
About you though? I really want to know, like, what are you doing?
No, this isn't
like,
about me.
No,
okay.
But you never gave me an answer last night when I asked.
I gave you kind of an answer. I don't do too much. Okay, he asked me what do I do. He was because. They went to go film a video, and I stayed the whole day in this Airbnb. I couldn't leave, though, because I don't have a key, so I didn't want to leave, and I didn't want to go home because it's kind of far away.
But we just left, filmed with the Simon for 12 hours, and came back, and George is just like, "Hey, guys." And I'm just like, "What did you do all
day?" Not only that, but in the same room that I left him.
Well, we also had, like, 3 hours of sleep, so I also slept longer. I did some emails, worked out some stuff for some TwitchCon stuff, got some stuff to do.
Okay. So we worked.
I did a little bit of work. Not quite 12 hours of filming, but.
Yeah, actually, yesterday we filmed with the Sidemen, which that will be fun when it comes out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
When does that video come out?
Are we breaking it here?
I
can't tell if they're like a 1 week turnaround Meisters or like yeah, 4 week turnaround.
Because I feel like their editing is pretty chillax, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like
I might be the only one with experience.
Are you saying their editing sucks?
Yes. Wait, George, how long did it take for yours?
I was going to say, am I the only one that's been in a Sidemen video?
Yeah.
I'm built different.
You were on the notch above us.
Yeah.
So now they're down.
You're the priority.
Yeah. But then I wasn't invited to this one. So I think, if I remember, it might have been like a month or two.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe a month.
Well, okay, so we're breaking it here then.
Hey, you know what's more important than that?
What?
On Sunday. George over here is putting his hand on a private jet.
Yeah.
That's tall. What do I have to do for that?
So
just have my hand on it?
You literally just put your hand on the private jet. So on Sunday, we're going to try to get as much excitement as we can. George, a bunch of other YouTubers, I can't say, they're putting their hand on a jet. Last to take it off, their biggest fan gets the jet.
To be clear, when he says he can't say whichever ones, it's because we haven't figured it out yet.
We're still waiting on picture of the passport.
This is going to be out way before that video. You don't mind leaking?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Mr. Beast leaks a video.
Yes.
TikTok clip, there it is.
From now on, I'm going on Banter to give you guys the videos before we upload them.
Okay,
We can do it weekly if you want.
Yeah, every week we say.
You can just give us the new host. That's true. You can give us your next 10 video ideas, and you can also tell me some of them behind the scenes, and I'll just do them.
Anyway, before you ask the next question, I see you scrolling through. The list.
I have a good one.
Yeah,
no, because we're talking about title and thumbnail.
But I want to know if you win, how are you going to pick which one of them to give the jet to?
We figured it out already.
It definitely won't go to a non-Banter subscriber.
Ooh.
Right? So, like, you're going to have to be subscribed to Banter.
And
so you might want to I don't know where the bottom of the screen is, but
yeah,
somewhere
it's
down
definitely
here.
Not there.
It's definitely not up here,
it's
but
not
you got
above.
You're gonna want to click in right now. Okay, lock
Look,
yourself in.
We already figured it out. I'm subscribed to George.
It's a loophole. And then easy. You gift it back to me.
And then, and you guys are going to be pissed. Oh, we wanted it. We're going to take this jet and go record more banter.
Well, and use it to fly Saptap out so he's actually there.
Actually, wait, I just realized you're giving away a private jet. How much does that even cost?
That one's $2.5 million.
$2.5 million?
Can you say where we got it?
Well, no, because we had to get a different one.
Oh.
I bought one from a very famous celebrity. I don't even want to get into this debacle. I currently own two private jets, but I'm reverting one of them because it was not what I thought it was.
How much was the other one?
$2 million.
So you've spent $4.5 million. You're $4.5 million down in jets.
In the last like month.
One's going back. One's going to.
I'm trying to sell one, and I'm trying to give to a YouTuber to give to a subscriber who's probably going to sell it. So I'm like, I got just jets on jets at the moment.
So how?
And usually how it works. Right, is...
And then I also have my $500 million private jet that I
use. Oh, yeah,
use.
Yeah, the personal one.
Because I'm Taylor Swift.
Right, yeah.
Because this is Starbucks a few blocks.
Yeah. See, you just reminded me that we're on a cliff that could die at any moment.
Yo, you know what, Tariq? Zoom in on a human down there.
Yeah.
Some random human.
No, Tariq, get a side angle.
Jimmy, you see that girl in the pink?
If I wanted to, I could kill George right now.
He just picked me up. I wouldn't be able to stop you.
I just slide this thing back and we'll just tumble.
Take both of us out.
Jimmy, do you see that girl in the pink? Tariq, can you see them?
Bro, this is creepy. Just kidding.
Wait, there's nothing creepy?
I'm kidding.
Do you think that they'd be a good YouTuber?
The one with the pink backpack?
The purple backpack, yeah.
No.
Do you want to shout down to her and say
something? That's so messed up. You suck!
She's British.
Oh, that's so true. Never been a successful British YouTuber.
Never was.
Wait, talking about successful YouTubers, who out of the entire space right now, you're looking at the YouTube space.
All of it.
Who do you think has the potential, and I'm not saying it's probable at all, who has the potential to overtake you at some point in time?
No one.
And why is it me?
I really wrote in parentheses, when he says no one,
no one.
Say this. Then, who do you think will hit 100 million next? Other than Mr. Beast Gaming, Mr. Beast Reacts,
okay, Beast Philanthropy. Literally about to say
outside
that.
Of the ecosystem.
Okay, so after all our channels hit 100 million, who's doing it next?
Who's doing it next?
Okay. You're making me sound arrogant.
No, I mean, it's not just arrogance, it's true.
I mean, Ryan Trahan makes great videos, but he doesn't upload that crazy, and I don't think he wants to, like, live in the hell grind of trying to do crazy stuff, 20 times a year.
Yeah.
Probably Arak.
Arak?
Yeah, he's a fellow psychopath.
He's gonna be the next to 100 mil?
Probably.
I see Arak and I talk to him and he is a psycho. But not in the good ways.
Kind of off the.
Like he'll kill you?
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
Yeah, maybe he needs those bodyguards.
I get the reference. I get it.
But I think he shares in that like psychopathic energy, and I think he's the kind of guy that will just go until he hits it and just won't stop because he has no life.
I say he's better than he was last year.
Of course.
I think he's gotten tremendously better.
All his videos are getting better. I agree. Now, when it comes to...
I agree. Thank you. Thank you.
If you were to ask, would he ever pass us? I would say no way in hell.
Yeah, no.
I would bet...
God, no.
...my mother's life on it.
And how long do you... Okay, wait. How many subscribers does he have?
10 million.
10 million. How much time do you think it'll take for him to get to 100 million then? You think at 10 million he's going to be the next to 100 million?
Yeah.
Like you're looking at people with 30 million, 40 million.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
They're done. Dream has 30 million, to be clear.
Yeah, Dream uploads like twice a year. And it's always the same thumbnail and same content.
Oh,
but it works.
Because he only uploads twice a year. But they're great videos. I watch them every time. For Dream, we'll know once he does the next series. Because like Manhunt's not going to be able to carry him to 100. So it really depends once he starts mixing it up.
We'll see how he does how IRL. Does.
Yeah, or IRL. Is he going to do it on the same channel? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Do you think he should do it on the same channel?
I do. Yeah, I think Tommy Innit should have also done his IRL.
Yeah, we can have a little brainstorm session for me.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I want to know. Wait, so, because I agree with you. Why was it a bad idea, in your opinion, for Tommy Innit and Tom Simons to both exist?
And before we get into that,
yeah,
I want to make a vlog channel, but...
I'm scooting us off the edge.
No, I was thinking about making a vlog channel. And then recently, I think it's because you had a talk with Dream about it and Carl. And then Dream relayed that to me. And I'm like, I guess. So I think I might just put it on the main channel.
Because remember when you, me, and Dream were in a call for like 2 hours.
Well, here's the thing. For the people wondering why I'm saying this, even though we have a gaming channel and a reaction channel, it's different when you have like a team of people. Like we have a lot of really intelligent people that can help me diversify my time. And also our main channel videos just have nothing to do with gaming. But you guys are gamers. Dream is a gamer. That's what he's known for. Yeah. And so unless the videos are just completely different, and well, Dream's a bad example because actually I do think he has entrepreneurial skills and he'll be able to like build it out and figure it out. But we'll take you. I'm kidding.
Okay.
But seriously, unless you plan on building a huge team, it's very hard to like grow two channels massively at the same time.
Right.
And I just don't see you as like the kind of team building guy. You're the, like, you know, you want to have fun. I don't know. Are you? Do you want to have 10 people working on your channel?
I mean, I would if I could just click my fingers and make it happen.
But that's not, you know.
Like, you know
that's how Steve Jobs did it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to
that's
just.
That's the genius behind just, Apple. He just kept doing this.
I would love
until
to just be like, bang, team here, say, you job here, here's the video, you do it, it gets edited.
Yeah.
And then I go to a room, they're like, here's some thumbnails we made. What
so
do you think?
So maybe I'm wrong. So do you plan on building a giant team for
you know,
your
I,
channel?
I would love that, but I don't know if I have the whatever to make it happen.
Exactly. You just want to
I would love for it to exist.
Yeah. Building a business sucks. It's a lot of effort. I don't recommend it.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I pretty much do everything on my own.
Exactly. And so when you're in that spot, starting a second channel is impossible. Because then it's much easier to pull like 300 million views a month on one channel than 30 million views a month on 10 or 150 on two. It just is. Because like the difference between getting 20 million views on a video and 10 million isn't that the 20 million view video is like two times better. Usually it's like you put in 10% more effort, you know what I mean? So which is why for people who don't want to build huge teams, I highly recommend they just do one channel because it's only possible if you have like people helping you.
Mm.
So let me play devil's advocate
because
I agree with you at the same time.
No,
but just for the fun of it, what if I were to argue that Tommy Innit is a Minecraft YouTube channel and then Tom Simons is a vlog channel, so I'd be worried that the subscriber base would have different types of content to look at.
Of course. And I mean, honestly, Tommy's a smart guy. I think eventually he'll crush it. I do think he's going to just continue to grow year over year.
He's going
to
beat Arak?
I don't know if he'll beat Arak. I don't know if he wants to beat Arak, though.
I'm sure he does.
Does he?
I'm positive he does.
I would think he does.
Tommy, yeah. He cares a lot.
So I have a question about the YouTube algorithm.
Okay.
So... I'm a Minecraft channel currently. I have zero IRL. I have like pretty much no IRL videos on my channel.
Yes.
Some of them are IRL-esque within Minecraft.
Yep.
But also I think a lot of people watch my videos, not just because it's Minecraft, but because they like me, right? So if I upload an IRL video, I think it will do well, perhaps better than a Minecraft video.
Yep.
But then when I get real, when I get non-gaming Minecraft subscribers and viewers, when I upload another Minecraft video, won't that like tank it?
Yes, I mean, ideally your IRL videos would be based around gaming. Like if your IRL videos will have nothing to do with gaming, it might make sense to separate it. But then the point is, it's just very freaking hard to do two things great at the same time. Like really impossible, unless you have a lot of like really great people helping you. And so then it's like, why just pick one and just do one, you know what I mean? Because like if you're splitting your time between both, like how many times did you upload this year?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think one.
Exactly. One video. So
really?
you're going to start.
Maybe two.
So that's the problem, right? If you make two channels, then you're just essentially all your hard work, everything you did up to this point, you're just killing. That one's going to drop to one every other year. You know what I mean? Because now you're going to have this other thing that's just boggling you down and taking on your time. So I recommend for most YouTubers, they just pick one channel and they go all in. Like from it, if you want views, if you want money, if you want attention, whatever the hell you want, it's just so much easier to do on one. Like, being a successful YouTuber is hard as hell. Being a successful YouTuber on two separate channels at the same time is like impossible.
Yeah.
Unless you have like a team and you know what you're doing.
Okay. Well, how about this? We were hanging out with the Sidemen yesterday and I took a note of something you said. As you said it, I pulled out my phone.
Oh gosh, what did I say?
You said,
oh boy.
I'm tired of all these same faces on YouTube. I'm ready for some new faces.
Yeah.
And then you said that's ironic for me to say, but still, it's counterintuitive, but I think that there should be new people
as
the tops of YouTube. Here's my question. You agreed with yourself, yeah.
Yes. That's a very intelligent take.
You're like, wow, that guy's smart. No, so, Michael, what is their niche? Where are they fitting in?
That's my question. I just think we need some new faces. Like, a lot of people, after we upload a video, they just kind of make worse versions of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, and then there are people who take it and put their own spin on, which I love, and I love watching it. And then there are people who just kind of do the same thing and copy the thumbnails and sound like me.
And just do it a little bit better.
And, yeah, do it better.
They agree as well.
No, the car said you liar.
Oh, never mind. They do it worse.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'm ready for that next wave of people to just...
Where do you think it'll come from?
I really don't know. I mean, because, like, it used to be, like, hypothetically Logan Paul and the vloggers, and then we just came out.
Yeah, because I feel like there was, like, a Vine era that came... Exactly. Vine came to YouTube, and that's how we got, like...
Yeah, one thing that's weird is, like, when Vine blew up, they brought all these people over... like Logan and what are some of the other ones? Like
a bunch of people, just Jake. Logan.
David Dobrik, right?
Like, yeah, David, Lance, even like Amanda Cerny and a bunch of those other people, Lele. Yeah. So Vine brought all these big creators over that kind of like took the platform by storm. And what's interesting is TikTok blew up. And I feel like it didn't have the same effect.
Right. Like, I feel like there's not big YouTubers from TikTok.
No.
Why is that? Why do you think?
I think they're probably just like, bro, it's much easier to make a TikTok. Why do I want
to do
YouTube?
Do you think they all collectively just decided that? Like, isn't it also much easier to do Vine?
Are there any big TikTokers on YouTube?
Maybe. I'd have to, pull out the history book and do some research. Maybe it was because Vine was going extinct. So they were like, it's YouTuber death.
Yeah.
They're like, this or college.
Yeah. I'd like to see, like, how hard those Vine YouTubers were working on YouTube. And then whenever Vine got announced that it was closing, how much it ran,
though. You know what I mean? Yeah, like the day they're like, yeah, we might be closing Vine is when Logan starts uploading. Like, it'd be funny if it was like literally the next day.
Like daily vlog series.
Yeah, you know, like if TikTok shuts down tomorrow they announce, hey, we're shutting down in 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, does Charlie start daily uploading? Addison, all those people?
I mean, yeah.
I think they would, actually. Yeah. Because like, what else would they do?
True.
Vine. All the way back.
Because if TikTok just disappears tomorrow... Like, they just post Instagram photos and tweets? Yeah. I don't know.
But then that doesn't make pay the bills.
No.
Yeah, no.
Not as much as you want.
Well, TikTok doesn't really pay the bills either.
For them, it does.
Well, I guess if they're doing, like, brand deals and shit, but they can still do
TikTok?
That.
TikTok? People earn a lot of money on TikTok.
They easily get, like, $200,000 a brand deal.
Mm.
Really?
So, are you saying 200 grand's not a lot of money, George?
Well, I'm just saying not all their content is branded.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm sure they do a couple of
them. Even if they did one, I'm not too
sure. Like, you're so high mighty that a million a month is just not much to you?
How much do you make a month?
Probably, like, a lot more than that. Like, multiples more than that. But I spend it all, so I can say that.
What is your net revenue?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I just know that, like...
And why is it in 8 figures? 9 figures?
Yeah. 9. We can't specify which, but I spend it all, so it doesn't matter.
It's not 7.
Yeah, but like for on our TikTok, which, you know, I feel like because they have more followers, they get more. Like, we can get 150K to 200K for a brand deal.
Mm. So really?
If I can get that, then I feel like Charlie and Addison can.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're bigger on TikTok, I guess.
Yeah.
Do they get more views than you
on TikToks? Do you think sponsorships would rather give sponsored money to, like, because when I look at your TikTok, I'm like, oh, that's a YouTuber on TikTok. You know what I mean? I'm not like,
but
oh,
it's not. Everyone says that and it triggers me.
You're the
me.
Top YouTuber of all time.
Who cares?
I disagree with that.
Bro, the first week of September, I had 3 of the literally one, number one, number two, number three most liked TikToks in the entire platform.
Wait.
I did a TikTok Mr. Corn Kid himself at the height of the trend. And then I walked into Walmart and filmed an original TikTok.
Let me rephrase.
No.
I think you have some of the best TikToks on the platform.
Remember that one time where that person said that thing about comparing relevancy to someone else and it triggered you?
Oh, yeah.
You just did that to
me. Did I?
No.
Oh, my God. I was like, wait,
someone
here.
Compared Carl's relevancy to someone else, and it was like a joke for a month.
Yeah, no, I, like, grilled that guy. Yeah. No, wait. Let me rephrase them.
No, I'm just a YouTuber.
I really genuinely think that, and I'm not just saying this because I work with you, but I genuinely think that you have some of the best TikToks on best content on the platform.
What about mine?
You also. I genuinely think you're funny.
Yeah, you're a funny guy.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But enough about you. But what I was going to say is, like, you're telling me that brands don't look at it and say, like, Charli D'Amelio if she has a YouTube channel, even if it's popping off,
yeah,
you're going to say, oh, TikToker become YouTuber.
But
I guess, to be fair, an argument against that would be Logan Paul for Vine to YouTube, but...
I would say, I mean, Logan Paul's a YouTuber. He's not a... I guess you wouldn't call him a Vine.
Bro, we put in effort on our TikTok.
More effort than almost anybody, I think.
We have, like, 40 million followers. I want to try to hit 100 million next year on TikTok.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to get it... I think we can pass my YouTube channel on TikTok, because it's just so much easier. Like, a 5 million month on TikTok is so much less effort than a 5 million month on YouTube.
My TikTok is my most followed account on any social media. By a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Like a lot. Like
you got like 11 million, right?
Some would say you're a YouTuber on TikTok.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
TikTok just spawns in people. I don't know where they come from. They're just everywhere.
Yeah. Well, YouTube Shorts just announced they're doing a rep split.
Yeah, I saw that.
How was that to you? Do you think that's exciting? Or?
Yeah. No, I mean, I got to see how it executes, but I think that's the icing on the cake. Like, why would you make TikToks when you can just make a short?
And make money.
So you have TikTok and a YouTube Shorts channel.
Yes.
And the content's different or the same?
Different. Yeah, because like Corn Kid, no one on YouTube would understand that.
Right.
Corn Kid's not on YouTube Shorts. I'll tell you this. I will say, to be fair, YouTube Shorts, their trends are behind by like 2 months.
Yeah.
Like Corn Kid is, I'm excited for Corn Kid to be popping off in like Christmas time.
YouTube Shorts just needs some work on their user interface. Like on TikTok, you can swipe and you know how you swipe left and it takes you to the page.
Mm. Yeah.
On YouTube Shorts, you have to click on the channel icon on the bottom. It's way less fluent. Mm.
That's going to take them like months to add as well.
Bro, I've been telling them to add it for like a year.
YouTube is so slow with things like with streaming. Their streaming versus Twitch, it's so behind.
It's ironic because you're talking about the UI being the problem. The UI, I feel like, is the problem with every endeavor that YouTube does other than just their main channel YouTube.
I agree. Like, the streaming one's hideous.
Twitch would be inexistent.
No, yeah. if
YouTube
just
had
like
a decent UI,
if they could
not
just
even
go,
as good as Twitch,
if they could just kind of speed development process 10 times,
you want me to just call Susan and tell her?
You know
her
what you need to tell Susan? I'm not even.
She
kidding.
Really should.
Do you know in Twitch? Have you ever had a Twitch stream open and then you swipe up on your phone and then it'll just show in the top right?
Yeah, it's so
annoying. YouTube live stream doesn't have that.
Oh, wait, you're saying it's bad.
Well, I wish it's like there's a button I could press, because sometimes I got to close it and just sits there. But
well,
I'm
saying, like,
regardless,
YouTube,
agreed, it's nice.
YouTube live streams for mobile, you can't keep it open while also looking at other things.
Really? But you can with videos.
Yeah, that's why it's weird.
Hmm. It's like, I don't understand why that exists.
I could be wrong. Maybe it just doesn't work for me. But I've also seen that online.
Hey, maybe the reason Twitch can do that is because they take 50% of subs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and YouTube only
30. Which is awesome.
Yeah. So maybe we should stop complaining about them taking half your revenue.
Did you see in the guidelines? They were like, why are we switching from 70-30?
And everyone was like, wait, there was 70-30?
Something
which
like,
is crazy. I thought that was very transparent that people were getting 70-30 splits.
Yeah,
I
think very it was, transparent to the people at the top.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think it was that known. I was a streamer for a while. I didn't know about it. And then someone told me about it, and then I asked them, like, yeah, here you go, have it.
Thought it was weird that they'd be like, oh, George, you get a higher split than this other guy.
You have
guy.
To ask for it.
Yeah.
You have to know about it.
But it's just almost backwards because it's like, oh, you make, well, take put any big streamer here.
Yeah.
Oh, you make 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures
have
a
more
year.
Money.
Hey, make more. Oh, you have you're struggling to pay your family?
This is...
Fuck you.
This is exactly, that's the exact reason I was confused why everyone on Twitter was so against it. Because I feel like it's the rich getting richer and they're just taking away money from them.
No.
And it's like,
what they should have done is upped everyone to 70.
Yeah.
Okay. At the bare minimum. But I'd still, okay, here's an argument I'd make against this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And actually, I don't care. I was at Twitch Summit, which is like, you know, like a YouTube. Like, I was talking to like the higher ups at Twitch.
Okay.
In a circular table. Okay. There's a lot of other creators. I won't say who because I'm about to talk shit. But, these rumors had already come out that they were going to switch everybody to 50-50, that they were going to, like, increase... to me, what's the worst part of this whole thing is that they're increasing the amount of ads that you're going to have to do per hour.
Mm.
You have to do a certain amount
you
of ads.
Wait, you have to?
And none of it's skippable.
You have to run ads?
Yes, yeah.
I can't.
And it's
going to
automatically run ads.
Because I personally run zero ads.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's the thing, you don't, though.
Wait, what?
You don't specifically click that you're running ads, but they automatically run ads.
When I click on your stream? So when I
There's pre-rolls. But
no, not just pre-rolls.
There's mid-rolls on my stream.
Yes. You just don't choose when.
I turn that off.
I promise you. It's the case, and they're increasing it now.
I'm pretty sure. Why am I turned off? I don't know.
I've never once clicked on a Twitch stream and not gotten an ad.
You don't? Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. You click on a stream, and you have to sit there for a minute.
I don't... I'm going to be honest, if they up the frequency of the ads, I will literally uninstall Twitch.
Yeah.
I straight up will. Twitch is completely unbearable with their ads.
So we were at a circular table talking to, like, the higher-ups, like, the actual higher-ups, right? And these rumors had come out, so I asked them. And to be fair, we sit down on the table, and then one of the top people, I don't want to say who,
Mr. Twitch himself.
One of the Mr. Twitches was like, hey, the whole reason we're doing this, we feel like we don't have enough transparency with the creator to the platforms. Let's talk. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, hey, what are all these rumors? What's going on? And they were like, can't speak on that. but their argument, but they did speak on it a little. And they kind of alluded to the whole 50-50 thing coming up. Mm. And they argued that everybody should have the same exact split.
And that's fair.
And
but it shouldn't be the 50-50 split.
They were choosing it to be 50-50. And the only argument that I was making, oh my God.
What?
There's somebody down.
Is there someone in there?
Bro, okay, so for people to know, somebody needs, I'm just gonna explain it on stream.
Wait, is that Ashley?
This is not our roof, to be clear, guys.
Oh. That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so our Airbnb is over there.
This roof, if you want to pan over really quick, that's our roof. But it doesn't look as good for the street view. So we're sitting on somebody else's roof.
We basically jumped some houses.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. If this is your house, sorry.
Yeah. Imagine waking up and just seeing Mr. Beast on the roof.
But he doesn't give you money.
But he doesn't give you money.
Are you here to give me 10 grand?
Imagine, like, the person walks up and just Spartan kicks us off the edge. Just the middle of the
couch. I feel like it's, isn't it within their right to right now, technically?
No, this is in America. Okay, yeah, you can't just kill people on your property.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sucks.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, what were you? Yeah, so
oh,
I don't know.
Popping Twitch off on Twitch.
Twitch is messing up.
You were saying Mr. Twitch ignored you. Blah, blah, blah.
No, they were like, so what I was going to say is, I was like, there is something to say. There is an argument, right? And I don't even know the guy that well, but there is an argument to say that somebody like Ninja that is bringing a tremendous amount of people to the platform should have a higher rev split.
But, like, at what point is it like, these creators, they get these $10 million bags to jump around, and they get, you know, these higher splits, and they get everything. I mean, at some point, that would make you just feel terrible as a smaller, medium-sized creator.
I agree with that. No, yeah.
I think they should just stop screwing
people. I think the
base
needs to be raised
by a lot. If the second a streamer gets bigger, they instantly up their split, maybe the split is fucked and should just be better.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever consider
that?
No,
I agree with that. I think that's fair.
I think it's interesting that, like, at a time when YouTube is taking so many Twitch streamers away, Twitch is trying to negatively affect their platform.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's the most annoying part on the planet. Is they were like, listen, because I was like arguing it. I was like, what about, like, because the difference between 50 to 70% for somebody that's a very medium-sized creator.
It's a lot.
Is like the difference between this being a job.
Yeah, you know, like, 50 to 70%, it's plus 20%, but it's actually 40% more than
exactly.
You're making.
So
you can, if you're making 10,000 a year, now you're making 14,000. It's literally a lot
more
money.
It's the difference between a job for some of, like, the meat of Twitch, right? Like, it's a lot of, like, the Twitch streamers. Well, there's a lot of streamers that are streaming to zero people, but taking that out of, like, if, like, the median is, like, much smaller than these top creators, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's really screwing them more than anybody. So I was arguing that, and they were saying it needs to be profitable, blah, 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 and before you say it, Amazon's not doing anything, blah, 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 mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was like, it doesn't need to be profitable. You're working for market share, right? I don't know. At this point, does it need to be profitable in your opinion?
Just lose billions a year, Twitch. Come on.
Well, kind of. I mean, well, millions.
I mean, I think it's just more indicative that YouTube's better, to be honest.
How many years until YouTube streaming takes over Twitch?
It hasn't already. I mean, by watch hours. Total watch hours.
Oh, by watch hours?
Yeah. I'm pretty confident YouTube's higher now. But for gaming specific, obviously.
Well, I think right now, maybe like at least 6 months ago, I think if there's a new streamer, they're not even really considering YouTube, in my opinion.
So much easier to grow on YouTube.
As a streamer?
Yeah.
Really?
Bro,
I feel like that when you go on YouTube to look at a stream, you just see these random streams with like 20 viewers. And it's just like, you don't even know what it is. It's just random. Yeah. I feel like the Twitch
I bet you
can... catalog of streamers is just infinitely times better than the YouTube one.
Yeah, they are better. I guess once YouTube fixes their UI, probably like 2 or 3 years later, I mean, if they keep their sub split at 50% and YouTube's at 70, and then YouTube just gets better and better. I mean, I agree, the UI is
but
just
Twitch has
shit.
Twitch Prime. Do you think YouTube will ever add YouTube Prime and
Google
it'll be with
Prime.
YouTube Premium?
No, but I think like the inherent benefit of YouTube is like you just have literally billions more people that go to it a month than Twitch, and they can stumble on your stream.
And you have all the formats as well.
Exactly. Like the like when we stream on our channel, you know, it gets promoted to tons of people who aren't even subscribers, who aren't even part of our audience. And I think like once they like really just figure out the UI, I think that's really the missing piece. You're going to be kind of dumb not to stream on YouTube. It's like, why would you not want to hit the same people but also have a chance to go super viral?
Yeah, I'd say the discoverability on Twitch is inexistent. Literally inexistent.
It's just whoever has the most viewers gets the
eyes. It's literally whoever
has
the most viewers.
And you got to pass them around.
It is literally
the definition of first coverage. It's like YouTube from 10 years ago where it's just whoever had the most subscribers got the viewers.
Yeah.
So I think if YouTube like nails that a little bit harder, which they already, obviously YouTube knows how to recommend stuff way better than Twitch ever has.
Yeah. I'll just give Susan a call.
Yeah, could you just tell her really quick?
Yeah.
Cool? Can we FaceTime her?
Hey, fix streaming.
Isn't she coming to London?
It's done.
We're going to interview her next?
Yeah, Susan's next. So now that I'm replacing Sapnap, we got an all-star lineup. We're going to go interview KSI. We're going to interview Susan. We're going to interview...
The Rock.
No, not The Rock.
We got Obama.
We'll probably interview Gideon. You know, he'll be at the charity match tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bro, we had a list.
Talking about Gideon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because that was
what
one
a
of my next
segue.
Questions.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic
segment. As he's a host, he, like, knows the script.
I think that there's been a resurgence of, I don't want to call them prank YouTubers, but these, like, you know, like, the Gideon-style YouTube videos? Have you seen?
I've seen a few. Yeah. I think they're
fun. We got Gideon, and I'm not saying they're all copying Gideon. I'm saying, like, that style of video, right? So, like, Gideon Loaf, do you know who Loaf is? L-O-F-E.
No.
He does a lot of the same stuff. What is your opinion on that new wave? I feel like it's a new wave, right?
I'm trying to think. I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, even if it's not, like, 100% new, like, Gideon kind of brought it back. I think it's good. I think people like personality-based content.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, like, do it over the top or, like, scream a bunch.
Because there's a line, right? Like, I feel like there's a line a lot of times that you can, like, you can just become harassing, but I feel like a lot of them don't do that. You know what I mean?
No, he's good. I mean, I was back to the Twitch chat. I don't even know why he's still banned off Twitch. Like,
that is
him and I don't. You guys might not be able to say anything on it, but you want to drink some water. remind me too of the partner program where you can't stream on other platforms. That's also
You're a partner on Twitch, aren't
well,
you?
Well, we'll go to that. But I got a list of things. Now you're just remind me of all the things I hate about Twitch. Him and Pokimane made up. Like, why is he still banned? That makes no sense. Like, he's permanently banned. Right. But then that girl has sex on stream and is banned for, like, 7 days.
Yeah. No, their banning policy is a kind
that
of...
That
they
is,
don't exist.
I feel like it's safe to say that their banning policy is very inconsistent.
No, it's
like
safe to say their banning policy is...
They, like, spin a wheel and decide what to do.
We like you. We don't like you. We like you. We don't like you. Oh, this is trending on Twitch. We'll reduce it by a few days. Unless it's Gideon, then we won't.
They've always done this, though.
Just to be fair.
I don't know how you guys work for that platform.
With YouTube, there was that drama recently, right? With, I forget his name. But, like, with someone uploaded, like, this gaming video. And it got demonetized. And then, like, Jacksepticeye didn't. Or Markipliers or something.
Markipliers, yeah.
Who was the guy?
Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
and then Corey emailed them, and then they demonetized both. Yeah. I mean, like... Mistakes are always going to happen, but at least, like, YouTube, you can't find any crazy instances like you can on Twitch. Twitch, I could probably pull up, like, tens of thousands of ones. You know, actually, I don't even want to say it. You probably could. I don't know. It's just, I feel like YouTube tries a lot harder of just keeping it blanket, and they might get it wrong, but then they'll fix it and really fix it going forward. Whereas Twitch is just, like, it really is just kind of favoritism. They're just like, I don't care.
I feel like a lot
7 days
of...
for you, 10 for you, we don't like you, 30 for you. Let's just permaban his ass. It's like,
A lot of the inconsistency for Twitch has always existed, and I feel like it's kind of like they implement a lot of rules that are just there for if they don't like somebody. I'm not saying that's specifically what happened with Gideon. I don't think that's what happened with Gideon at first, but...
At first, but... Elaborate?
Fist bump. But I think they have... It's kind of like... and this is also fucked up, but like driving, like there's a lot of rules for driving that are just in place so that
cops you
can
can't
pull
drive
people over if they want to, type thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Wait, did Jadon like actually stream on Twitch?
Yeah, he should be a Twitch streamer.
And then I think he raided Pokimane, and he did cross the line, whatever. But then they made up and they're friends. So it just
he to be fair, he broke the rules. Yeah. He did.
But they made up and she's okay with it. So now it doesn't make sense why he's banned.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was the other thing is, so if you're a partner, you can't stream on other platforms.
Right.
Did they changed that recently? So now you can, just not at the same time, correct?
Which I think is bad.
It's at the same time only on YouTube.
Literally only YouTube.
And I think YouTube and Facebook. Because if you're streaming on like TikTok or Instagram, I guess they don't care because they don't see it as a competitor.
They don't see it as their direct competitor.
But yeah, see, that is annoying.
What's
sorry to cut you off, but up until recently, Twitch, if you're a partner on Twitch, you couldn't stream on other platforms. I'd have friends who would be, what?
You want to talk about now that you're allowed to?
No. Well, I've had friends, totally not me, that are, people used to impersonate me on Twitch. I used to do these like Twitch donation videos. So I like made a Twitch account. I'm like, hey, can you verify it? Like, only partners are verified. I'm like, well, that sucks. I was like, I guess I'll just become a Twitch partner. So I'm, I have a verified username, so I can be like, hey, if someone comes in your chat and says something and they're not verified, then it's not me. So people stop getting scammed and impersonating me on their platform.
So Jimmy's trying to fix Twitch.
Yeah, so I'm trying
to make it so people don't get scammed.
I really am. And so then I become a partner. And I never streamed. But then apparently when you're a partner, you sign a contract. I don't know. I'm just like, bro, I don't want people to get scammed. I didn't really read anything. I assumed it was just, not a predatory contract. I just signed stuff so I could get a little check so people would stop impersonating me on Twitch. And then it's like, oh, yeah, now that you're a partner, you can't stream on other platforms. And so there's like this gray area for like 2 years where like technically like Amazon could just sue the shit out of me if I streamed on YouTube or anything. So I just didn't stream.
Yeah.
You didn't stream on YouTube because of that?
Yeah, it was like a huge thing. Like back when those streaming deals were a thing where like people were getting like $10 million bags to jump from platform to platform, I actually like considered one, like just, hey, can I get a quick 20 mil to go stream somewhere. My videos are expensive. I'd love to dump it in them. And then we couldn't do it because I technically was a Twitch partner.
The exact same thing happened to me.
Yeah. But the worst part is I never streamed. And I just did it to get a check so people would stop impersonating me on the platform. And then I just, at the height or right, like this is like the streaming mania where all these deals are going around with Mixer. I signed it here. Becomes a huge thing. And it's like, oh. My manager's like, we could get like a $15 million bag. And he's like, wait a minute, you're a Twitch partner? And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I just kind of signed this thing. So
did
I
you
could
try
get
to
check.
Get out of the contract at all? Or is there no way out?
I had to read the bitch. I don't remember what happened.
Because, when you sign up.
I just
up,
set a timer for it. But by the time the timer hit, it was just like Mixer wasn't a thing. Facebook kind of wasn't a thing. And I was like, all right, my bag's gone.
Yeah. Dude, what do you? Facebook is the biggest up-and-coming streaming platform on the market right now.
I almost said someone who I know is about to sign a deal to, and that would have been really bad. I was going to be like, yeah, because of
Well, before we go, you need to decide.
I mean, hey,
wait, how long have we
that
been
That doesn't offend
for?
You that I'm telling you Sidemen podcast is more important than yours?
Oh, you're going to do a podcast? You're going to an enemy podcast?
Yeah, to be
there
he's
we
ditching
go.
Us to go to another podcast.
To be fair, fuck KSI, fuck the Sidemen.
All right.
And I can't wait to play on their team tomorrow in the charity match.
Oh, that is tomorrow.
Would you ever box any of them?
Oh, hell no. Bro, I would love to be a boxer, but the only problem is I'd have to take a year off to train. And I just don't.
Really quick. Out of all of the Mr. Beast team, who do you think would box?
I'm going to say, I think you'd have the highest chance of boxing
I'd box
someone.
People up because I would just...
You look like the strongest.
Well, not even... It's just, I'm a very obsessive guy. So, I mean, I would just literally... pay people to, like, if I was gonna box KSI, I'd pay people to follow him around. I'd hire private investigators. I would just basically know the statistics of what hand he's gonna use, watch every film, figure out his habits, I would just try to study
You'd
everything
be inside of him,
basically. While also,
literally,
really quick,
I would pay
Mr.
his trainer,
Beast
like,
was inside of KSI,
yes. And then I would just train like 10 hours a day because, like, I mean, you have everything to lose,
yeah.
If we count Jimmy,
but well, okay. Pull me out of the equation, let's do Chris, Carl, Chandler, Nolan.
Okay. And Tariq.
Nah, don't do Tariq. Because Tariq's got the most free time.
Because I think Tariq would win, actually. I actually probably would say Tariq.
But according to Mauro, no one knows who he is.
Oh. We have a content strategist that tells us to cut out every time we say Tariq.
Because Tariq gets so butthurt. It'll literally be like, who the fuck's Tariq? The viewers don't know.
He's like, the viewers don't know who Tariq is. They won't be able to attach to this. It'll
be like, Tariq will just be standing beside us. He'll be like, no mentions of Tariq.
Hey,
no
Tariq, put your face Tariq in. You want to be in the yeah. episode?
Hey, turn it around.
All right, blur that.
Yeah, blur him out. We don't have him.
The problem is you got shit to do. Do you want to just nuke your career?
No, I would never.
Then you're out of the equation.
No, we're talking about Echo Chamber.
Oh, Echo Chamber.
Or not Echo Chamber.
But because the thing you have to think of is there's weight classes. So, like, he would fight someone like Rug or someone like that, you know?
Yeah. I feel like
I would love to do a boxing match, but I just feel like I would 100% lose. Yeah,
Tariq's saying yes, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think I've got the build for a boxer.
I think you could if you did an 8-month training arc. If someone offered you a couple million dollars to box SapNap in a week, would you?
In a week?
Yeah.
No.
In a month.
I think
SapNap, you would get rocked.
Oh, I think if you give both of us, like, I wouldn't want to put in a year of training, but I think if you give me and Sanup a year of training, I think it would be a good fight.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. You don't think?
No.
Why?
I'm sorry.
I'm taller
no
than him.
That does not matter.
Like, in a year, I can get to, like, I can change the weight.
First of all, you're taller than him by, like, an inch.
I'm what?
You're taller than him by, like, an inch.
2 inches.
2 inches.
2 inches.
Okay, 2 inches.
My reach is probably longer. I'm taller. I could, like any weight difference will be negated.
What I think would be, out of all of our friend group, what I think would be the best fight would probably be SapNap versus Quackity with 6 months of training.
Wait, why Quackity? You think Quackity would beat me?
Yes.
I'm, like, even taller than Quackity than SapNap.
I think Quackity would beat SapNap.
Like, height's a big deal, right?
It's reach. Height doesn't matter.
Height implies reach, though.
Yeah.
Kind of. It doesn't always, but, yeah, but there's a, okay, yeah, height matters, but we're
size matters,
about,
says Carl.
Yes, size matters.
It does.
And if they told you otherwise, they're lying to you. But Quackity,
what's the ideal size? You know what? What's the ideal size,
11.
Actually?
You know, I'm a big fan of 10 inches and above.
Wait, regarding what?
My Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
6 inches just doesn't really fill me up.
Right, okay.
Meeple marinara is six inches.
You need way more than 6 inches to fill you up. Got
yeah,
it.
Of
okay.
course. Hey, last thing.
Wait, no. Before the last words, we need to know. Did you like talking to George on Bantermore or SapNap?
I'm going to let them decide.
Yeah?
No, but
yeah.
We also need to know your opinion.
Well, SapNap didn't give me a view like this.
So me. Okay, well, there it is.
I decided this, but...
Okay. SapNap didn't illegally jump to other roofs and film with me.
We were literally That's on true. Somebody's roof.
SapNap, we actually asked SapNap to fly out for this, and he said no, so...
Also, there's just like a wooden...
That's someone, awesome.
Hey, put that back. You're stealing. That's not ours.
I'll put it over a cigarette butt that's just up here. We were just smoking cigarettes. All right, guys. Well, that's the Banter Podcast.
I'm going to go film with the Sidemen for their podcast.
And it's going to be worse.
It will be worse, probably.
Don't listen to that one.
Goodbye.